Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. But you were telling me something about names. Something what?
What? Okay, like, an issue I've found over my years is, look, my first name is quite a popular, I would say.
Is it?
A lot of people have this name.
Yeah.
And you find yourself in a lot of situations of, oh, are you this Michael or that Michael? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of having to work out
what's
who
it
you
spelled
are.
With an M?
Most of the time, okay. I try to spell it with an M.
That's how you want to do it.
I try to. Mm-hmm. But there are those instances, you know, when you meet someone very quickly and you go, you know, you extend your hand for a handshake and you go and you say your name.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the time I'll go, shake hand, Michael.
Mm-hmm. That's social situations 101. You know?
And sometimes, well, you hope that person goes, I'll say my name,
name
the same
back.
Time.
Yep.
But there's been a few instances where I've shaken someone's hand and gone, Michael. But at the same time, they've spouted, Michael, back at me.
Yeah, like a parrot.
Yeah, so are you saying my name? Do you know me? Because I'm saying my name. Or are you saying your name, and do I know your name?
Maybe they forgot their name, so they're just saying your name back to you. Because then, you know, you could live in a situation where, hey, because, I mean, that's really a conversation spurter, right, really? Hey, we both got the same name. Whoa!
And then where do you? Okay, that's not a conversation spurter for me. I look at that and I go, that's a line.
Yep.
And the ball's in their court. And
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we do have the same name.
And then what?
Exactly.
That's right. Michael, have you read the Bible?
Is that really where you're going to take that conversation?
I think that's a religious name, isn't it?
I think so.
So is Paul. I think Paul is also a religious name.
But has that happened to you where you've had someone with the same name as you?
Well, I don't think this person had the same name, but this person did serendipitously just say my name at me thinking it was somebody else. They said, hey, Paul.
When was this? Like on the street or?
It was to the walk here because we come here to the studio separately.
Separately.
So, you know, it was on the way here. I was carrying my shopping bags.
Interesting.
Full of crackers and salami. I do like the hot kind.
Thank you
very much. Just like you, Z.
And you're making me blush.
And, well, it is a bit hot in the studio right now.
We have got the door open.
We do. That's pulling back the curtain.
Too many curtains pulling back.
Right. Shoes off and doors are open. So look out. That's the summer
breaking
of Laugh Out Proud.
Duncan is not looking...
No, that's right. No, but this person said, hey, Paul, give me back my bed. What?
To you.
Exactly.
And that's your response. That's what's going through your head.
Exactly. That's exactly what went through my head, Wendy. And I had to stop and engage in this because I wanted to see, you know.
You have to clear it up.
You know those... Yeah, I don't want the bed bandits after me, but...
No.
You really want to play out where this situation... You know, you sit back and go, okay, well, how's this going to play out? You know, so you engage. And I said, I don't have your bed. I don't know what you're talking about.
And he's insisting that you've got his bed.
He continued to insist, even though he said he had some sort of accent apparently that I didn't have. Although he insisted continuously that I was this person. I said, no, I don't have my bags with the shopping bags. I don't have the bed with the shopping bags in hand because I don't know how I'm carrying a bed and shopping bags at the same time.
I don't know.
But
he looked like you could have, though. It sounded like he believed that you might have had the bed.
That's right. I had to prove to him. He took a phone call mid me trying to convince him that I wasn't this Paul.
Did he really?
He took a phone call, and whilst he was doing
Were you stuck during this phone call?
Well, I guess I could have walked away at that stage, but I guess I wanted to see it through all the way to the end and really provide the proof. So, you know, I got out the license, did it that. Because he thought I was pulling his leg. He thought I was pulling his leg with the, yes, my name is Paul. But I don't have your bed.
See, that's... Because he would have thought, hang on, this is Paul. He's got my bed. Hey,
yeah.
Paul.
I put it in the incinerator. That's what happened.
You know, as soon as you responded to yes, that's my name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You had his bed.
That's right. Of course, of course. That's right. But I mean, you know, it just sucks for Pauls out there, really, because he's giving a bad name to Paul by withholding a bed from somebody. Who does that? Come on.
It's a little bit unfair.
Come on, other Paul. Get your stuff together. Really?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm interested to hear if the listeners out there have had the same name game.
What's happened to you when you've met the person of the same name? Or someone's called you out and for the name, and that's your name, but you didn't do what you did. You don't have a bed.
You don't want to get called out.
That's right. You don't want to get called out.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.